Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Roll call for Thursday, February 23rd. Agar?
Excused.
Anderson?
Here.
Anselmi Dalton?
Here.
Baldwin?
Here.
Barnard?
Excused.
Boner?
Here.
Bouchard?
Here.
Burns?
Here.
Case? Christensen?
Here.
Cope?
Here.
Dockstetter?
Here.
Driscoll?
Here.
Ellis?
Here.
Emmerich?
Here.
Hastert?
Here.
Hicks?
Here.
Kinski?
Here.
Landon?
Here.
Meyer?
Here.
Moniz?
Excused.
Nethercott? Pappas.
Here.
Perkins.
Here.
Peterson.
Here.
Rothfuss.
Here.
Scott.
Here.
Von Platern.
Here.
Wasserberger.
Here.
President Bebap.
Here.
Agar.
Present.
28 present, 2 excused.
Prayer this morning by Reverend Richard Gilbert. Please rise. We didn't want to hear that message, Reverend.
Well, to repeat, I heard your president say the roads are closed. All honest, shall I answer? You might as well be here and pass legislation. Is that what you said?
Something like that. Or maybe I said the House should pass some.
For a prayer this morning, I'm using the thoughts and words of Julia Ward Howe in her poem, The Battle Hymn of the Republic, a patriotic favorite. May we pray. Merciful and purposeful God, may we as people before us see truth marching on. May that vision grant hope and endurance in our daily human endeavors. Sometimes we glimpse truth in dim lamps and sometimes in flaring lights. Sometimes we hear truth in trumpet calls and sometimes in strangled cries. This very moment, we are mindful of those clothed in uniforms whose lives are on the line to uphold freedom. Protect them in their honored duty. This very moment, there are residents living beside the Bighorn River who fear property loss, and there are those giving muscle and mind to support and save. Accompany them with your spirit. This very moment, there are workers using their skills and strength to provide safe travel. Sustain them. This very moment, in many places and among many people, there are people sounding the trumpet that shall never call retreat, and investing their lives in doing the right as they see the right. We wait patiently for wisdom. We strive to be persons of honor. May the flag of truth be unfurled before us as we go marching on. Glory, hallelujah, amen.
Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. Reading correction approval of the journal. Will the reading clerk please read the journal committee report?
Mr. President, your journal committee reports that the journal of February 22, 2017 has been read and recommends it to be approved. Senator Bouchard, Chairman.
Are there any objections? There being none, the report is adopted. Doctor for the day is Dr. Megan Schaff. University of Wyoming Family Medicine here in Cheyenne. Welcome. And doctor, it's not true, that old story about the Senate where they asked you to come in the body because one of them was having a heart attack and they took three out before they found the right one. That's not true. That's a Mr. Speaker Randall Luthy story, and it's just not true.
Nurse for the day is Jennifer Burns, Wyoming State Board of Nursing. I saw her, but she must be down at the house. Today in Wyoming history, in 1985, the bison was adopted as a state mammal. Today is day 31 of the proposed 37-day session. Tomorrow is the last day for bills to be reported out of committee in the second house. Messages from the House.
From the House of Representatives, February 22, 2017. Message number 375, third reading passed. Mr. President, the following bills passed the House on third reading by the votes indicated. Senate File 147, Livestock Inspection and Investigators, ayes 34, noes 26. Senate File number 51, Approval of Water Funds Transfer, ayes 59, excused 1. Message number 360, concurrence passed. Mr. President, the House did concur on Senate amendments to the following bills by the votes indicated. House Bill 192, Court Automation Fee 2, ayes 44, noes 16. Message number 361, House Bill number 129, Food Freedom Act Amendments, ayes 60. House Bill number 79, State Funds Equity Investments Pool, ayes 48, noes 12. Message number 367, House Bill number 90, Concealed Weapons Military Family Applicants, ayes 59, noes 1. Message number 368, House Bill number 139, School Finance Court-Ordered Placement, ayes 60. Message number 362, Concurrence Failed. Mr. President, House Bill number 27 failed to concur on Senate amendments to House Bill number 27, School Facility Property Insurance, ayes 4, noes 56. Message number 363, conferees appointed, Joint Conference Committee number 1. Mr. Speaker, the House appointed House conferees to meet with the Light Committee number 1 from the Senate on amendments to House Bill 27. The House conferees are Representative Paxton, Chairman, Representatives Northrup, and Representative Zwanitzer. Message number 370, concurrence failed. The House failed to concur on Senate amendments to House Bill number 32, Ski Safety Act. Ayes 24, noes 36. Message number 380, conferees appointed, Joint Conference Committee number 1. Mr. President, the Speaker appointed House conferees to meet with the Light Committee number 1 on amendments to House Bill 32. The House conferees are Representatives Wanitzer, Chairman, Representatives Giroux, and Representative Greer. Message number 364, concurrence failed. Mr. President, the House failed to concur on Senate amendments to House Bill number 55, Spending Policy Amendments 2, noes 60. Message number 365, conferees appointed, Joint Conference Committee number 1 on House Bill 55, Representative Wilson, Chairman, Representative Harshman, and Representative Steinmetz. Message number 376, concurrence requested. Mr. President, the following Senate files passed on third reading in an amended form by the votes indicated. Senate File number 14, Inoperative Liquor Licenses. Ayes 51, noes 8, excused 1. Message number 379. Senate File number 63, Department of Family Services Statutory Amendments. Ayes 59, noes 1. Senate File number 66, Title 25, Payment Obligations, Federal Entities. Ayes 59, excused 1. Message number 374, Senate File number 133, Postmortem Despoiling Penalties. Ayes 41, noes 19. Senate File number 37, Education Hathaway Scholarship Program. Ayes 52, noes 8. Message number 377, Senate File 16, Special Districts Election. Ayes 54, noes 6. Message number 369, Joint Conference Committee Report. The House adopted the Joint Conference Committee No. 1 report on House Bill No. 113, Medicaid Waiver Program Military Personnel, Ayes 60. Message number 381, Committee of the Whole indefinitely postponed. Mr. President, the House adopted the Committee of the Whole report, failing the bills listed below by the votes indicated. Senate File 124, Taxation of Sale and Lease Transaction, Ayes 24, Noes 33, Excused 3. Senate File 158, Depositions by Telephone, Ayes 9, Noes 48, Excused 3. Signed, Wendy Harding, House Chief Clerk.
Interesting. Have you got those conference committee things for me? Senator Meyer, would you come up here, please? Okay, the conference committee for House Bill 37. I'm making a change on that. Kinski will be chairman, Peterson and Hicks. House Bill 32, co-chairman Anderson and Kinski. House Bill 27, Landon, chair, Scott and Ellis. Reports from standing committees.
February 22, 2017. Mr. President, your committee number 2, to whom is referred House Bill 236 engrossed, School Finance Omnibus Education Funding, respectfully reports same back to the Senate with a recommendation that it do pass. Ayes, Senators Burns, Dockstader, Driscoll, Hastert, and Landon. Senator Burns, Chairman. Mr. President, your committee number 2, to whom is referred House Bill 253 engrossed, Economic Development Account Funding, respectfully reports same back to the Senate with a recommendation that it do pass. Ayes, Senators Burns, Dockstader, Driscoll, Hastert, and Landon. Senator Burns, Chairman.
Mr. Majority Floor Leader, do you want to go into second reading, or what's the plan?
Mr. President, the Majority Party of Caucus in Room S-18 for primarily for consideration of or begin looking at gubernatorial appointments in about 3 minutes in S-18.
Okay, the Senate will stand in recess till the sound of the Representative Anselmi Dalton.
Senator
Anselmi Dalton. I got the House on my mind. I wonder why.
Thank you, Mr. President. The Minority Party will caucus in 2 minutes in the Minority Caucus office.
There you go. It should be Friday instead of Thursday, shouldn't it? Okay, the Senate will stand in recess until the sound of the gavel.
A few minutes, right?